3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 5th of October. It's National Kale Day. Happy birthday, Kate Winslet, Jesse Eisenberg, Brian Johnson and old Liam Hawkeye Thompson. The Dáil was back in session on Tuesday with a special debate on the 10% concrete levy introduced by the government in last week's budget. The levy will come into effect in April, and while the details of the scheme have yet to be fully finalised, it will affect the price of concrete blocks, pouring concrete and other concrete products used in the building industry. Referring to the need to fund the MICA redress scheme agreed earlier in the year, Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue says that the scheme needs to be brought in.
This is one of the few revenue raising measures that are contained in our budget, and the reason why we are raising revenue is the need to find billions of euro to deliver commitments that we should have and we do have.
The 10% levy is expected to bring in 80 million euro in revenue for the government and will be paid for by the industry. Speaking in the Dáil, Social Democrats, Labour and Sinn Féin all agreed that the added costs will just be passed on to the consumer, who are already feeling the brunt of rising construction costs, which led to this interesting exchange between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald.
Now, most people who read 1984 took it as a warning, but the Deputy's party seems to be taking it as some sort of instruction manual. But just last week, her colleague Piers Doherty, in this House, stood in the same place as the Deputy and declared, and I quote, "I welcome the defective concrete products levy," unquote.
Taoiseach, you'd be more Animal Farm, really, than 1984. Some being more equal than others.
In Birmingham, things seem to be going from bad to worse for Liz Truss at the Conservative Party conference. In a government where U-turns have become the norm, on Tuesday, the Prime Minister refused to rule out reviving her controversial plan to cut tax for the highest earners in the future. Truss clashed with Sky News journalist Beth Rigby on the issue.
We haven't made a decision on that issue yet.
You are the Prime Minister, so you decide. I mean, you seem minded. You're the Prime Minister. You said you're going to uprate pensions by inflation. You're the Prime Minister. I'm saying to you, you don't seem minded to do that.
We haven't made a decision on that issue yet.
And despite growing pressure from MPs, Liz Truss has refused to commit to raising benefits in line with inflation, a promise made by her predecessor, Boris Johnson. But earlier, she did commit to supporting those who need it most, saying she was determined to be financially responsible.
I'm very committed to supporting the most vulnerable. In fact, in addition to the energy price guarantee, we're also providing an extra £1,200 to the poorest households.
In Ukraine, Russia is on a rapid retreat in the east and south of the country, where they've been under severe pressure from the Ukrainian counteroffensive. On Tuesday, a map used in regular daily briefings by the Russian Ministry of Defense showed their troops are now nearly fully withdrawn from the Kharkiv province and as far as the border of the Luhansk region. In his daily address, President Zelensky said that dozens of areas have now been liberated and vowed to continue the rapid offensive.
Our warriors do not stop, and it's only a matter of time before we oust all the occupiers from our land.
In a surprise move, it looks like Elon Musk is now going ahead with his buyout of Twitter for $44 billion. The richest man in the world was due in court in just 2 weeks' time for trying to get out of the deal. And this change of mind means he will now pay the original share price he offered in April, $54.20 per share. Jefferies Equities Research Analysis Brent Hill says that there's no doubt the upcoming court case influenced Musk's U-turn.
So he probably is like, look, enough said, I'm going to own this thing at some point anyways. There's been massive damage inflicted on the company. There's been incredible departures. Advertisers have lost faith. The drama had to end and they had to move forward. And so hopefully get it sealed, move on, reset, and try to salvage, you know, where he's at. Because right now he's got a damaged goods.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Rangers took on Liverpool at Anfield and drama in the kitchen on Disney Plus. Right after this.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome back.
It was a historic day for the Irish in sport on Tuesday as Nina McGowan from Ballybriggan set a new world record for free diving in Turkey, reaching a depth of 43 metres in just 10 seconds. And Damien Brown became the first person to row solo from New York to Galway in a journey that took 112 days. And in the Champions League, they've only played each other 11 times since 1892. But on Tuesday night, Liverpool met Rangers in Anfield for their first ever competitive game. Rangers lost 2-0 to Liverpool, and it looked like the 4-2-3-1 formation used by Jurgen Klopp's men had an impact on the final result. The Liverpool manager spoke after the game.
We needed a super, super solid performance, top defending, everybody committing in a new formation, and sometimes you have to change things, obviously, and it worked out for tonight. It's a bit of a surprise for sure for Rangers, the way we set up. It was one of the ideas, but it was more an idea that we get into the right spaces.
It's Mumford without Sons. Marcus Mumford is striking out on his own, and he's received some words of advice from none other than Elton John. Taking a break from his tour of his debut solo effort, Self-Entitled, to visit the Late Late Show with James Corden, he detailed the advice the Rocket Man gave him before recording his newest album.
And he sat me down in his kitchen, sort of dripping in Gucci, you know, with David in his bathrobe in the back. And they gave me this speech together, like godparents. They gave me this speech about fearlessness and said, this has to be something you do on your own. It's a really personal story and you should go for it and you should not be afraid.
An unexpected US TV hit of the summer is coming to the UK. The Bear centres around Carmen Carmi Borsato, played by Jeremy Allen White, a nationally recognised award-winning chef who's come home to run the original beef of Chicagoland after the death of his brother. It's been a hectic battle to keep the struggling business afloat, but this series is about so much more than just the food, with grief, friendship and family all at stake. The high-pressure kitchen comedy streams from Wednesday the 5th of October on Disney+.
This is your brother's house. I was running it fine without you.
Why didn't you leave it to you then? Don't wipe your hands on your apron, Chef.
Chef, I refer to everybody as Chef because it's a sign of respect.
You can throw down, huh?
So how you gonna pass the family test? Delicious or impressive?
Delicious is impressive.
Whatever.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.